The following is an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network.
The final week of the regular season has arrived. Who's in the playoffs? Who's out of the playoffs? What do teams need to do to even clinch a playoff berth, much less get a favorable seeding or win a region championship? You'll find out the answer to all those questions on this week's episode of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. Stay tuned. The HSFR is coming your way next.
Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, an inside listen on high school football in Southwest Georgia, only on the Southwest Georgia Network.
Welcome back in to the High School Football Roundup Podcast and the High School Football Postgame Show on the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWJ Network, as well as the Twitter Spaces Network at Twitter Spaces. I'm Walter Johnson, and for the second week in a row, I decided to do a little live or pre-recorded simulcast with an instant reaction to the action of Week 11 in high school football here in Southwest and South Central Georgia. So, so multiple region championships or close to it, close to region championships were decided this week on Thursday, October 28th, as well as Friday, October 29th. Thursday, October 27th, as well as Friday, October 28th, 2022, and got one listener and checking in live, and might as well go ahead and start with the Thursday night action in Region 1 AAA, and both of those games were being played in Columbus. And Carver Tigers handed the Daugherty Trojans their second straight loss, and Carver pitched a shutout, 27-0 over Daugherty on Thursday night, and with a loss, Daugherty falls to 8-2 overall, and they end their Region 1 AAA play at 3-2. And it's the second straight loss for Daugherty after going 8-0. I mean, Daugherty had an excellent run, but ran into two tough teams to close out the regular season. So Daugherty will sell for third place in Daugherty will sell for finishing third in Region 1 AAA for the second year in a row. And last year, Daugherty finished third in Region 1-4A, and then pulled off a couple upset wins on the road before giving the Carver Columbus Tigers all they can handle, and eventually losing 16-14. And Daugherty finished the 2021 season at 10-3 overall. So, and it seemed like history repeated itself on Thursday night. Well, at least as far as the regular season is concerned, and Daugherty wins 27-0 over Carver of Columbus in Columbus, and also in Columbus, the Monroe Golden Tornadoes and the other team from Albany out of Region 1 AAA ended a rough season in region play, and as well as 2022 as a whole on a winning note, as they roll past the Columbus Blue Devils. Final score was 40-7, Monroe. And Monroe, with the win, finishes the 2022 season. They're second under head coach Lacey Herring at 5-5 overall, but 1-4 in Region 1 AAA. And so that means the Tornadoes will finish fifth out of six teams in Region 1 AAA. Which, quite frankly, is a shame. And it seemed like Monroe had every opportunity to beat the Thomasvilles, Carvers, Daugherty's, and Chris County's in the world, but came up empty in all four of those games. still, and to beat Columbus and, you know, end your season on a winning note in the finish at 500, and there's some cautious optimism for 2023. So who knows what'll happen between now and then. I'm thinking if I were Monroe, I mean, I would go into that upcoming off season and, you know, working hard in that weight room and trying to get better. And let's see. And the third and final game in Region 1 AAA took place in Thomasville, and the newly crowned Thomasville Bulldogs, the newly crowned Region 1 AAA champions, crushed the Crystal County Cougars in a shutout, final score 44-0. Thomasville, so with the win, Thomasville not only finishes the regular season at 7-3 overall, they finish Region 1 AAA play undefeated at 5-0, and the Bulldogs will go into the playoffs in less than 2 weeks, starting on Friday, November 11th, 2022, which is Veterans Day. Winners of 6 straight games since starting the season at 1-3. So the Bulldogs are on a tremendous roll right now. So, and quite frankly, I don't think Thomasville is a team I think anyone wants to face right now. And I think another observation I found and the four teams that will advance to the state playoffs out of Region 1 AAA were the same four teams that advanced to postseason play last year in 2021, although in different classifications as well as regions. And Thomasville reached a state championship, won the Region 1 AA title last year after knocking off Fitzgerald. And more on Fitzgerald just a moment. And they and the Bulldogs reached the finals last year only to lose to Fitzgerald for the AA title in Carver, Columbus, after getting by Doherty. And they reached the championship game in 4A only to lose to Benedictine, to Savannah, and Crisp County won 5 region titles over a period of 6 years under 3 different head coaches. See, Shelton Felton won the first of 4 straight Region 1 AAA titles in 2016, and then the next 3 years under Brad Harbor, spelled H-A-R-B-E-R, and then in 2020 under Miguel, and then finished second in Region 2 AAA in 2020, and then under Miguel Patrick. And the Cougars won the Region 2 AAA title after an 0-3 start, reached the quarterfinals last year. So, you know, we're going to paint for Doherty. And after going 8-0, only to lose back-to-back games to finish the regular season 8-2, I think, you know, Doherty's main focus now is going to the playoffs. You know, try to make a deep playoff run like they did last year, maybe. Only this time, hopefully, the Trojans can get past that quarterfinal round. And seeing Doherty is ranked 8th, and they were ranked as high as 4th in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution Georgia High School Football Daily poll. And Thomasville, thanks to their win over Doherty, 35-20 on October 20th, and is now ranked 6th, and Doherty's 8th, and I think Doherty will probably drop out of the rankings come next week, and Carver Columbus is 10th, and I'm going to move right along in the Friday night's action, and the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets face the Lee County Trojans, and after a tight game, it was the Yellow Jackets moving in 9-0, remaining undefeated, with a 39-30 win over the Lee County Trojans. And Thomas County Central with a win, not only remained undefeated and moving to 9-0 overall, but also remained undefeated in Region 1-6A at 4-0 with just one game to play at north side of Warner Robins, who had ended Lee County's long region winning streak. And as for the Trojans, they lost their second straight game, fell on 6-2 overall, made that 6-3 overall, and 2-2 in Region 1 AAA, with just one game left to play at Tiff County. So Lee County's run of five straight region championships has come to an end. So no matter what happens at Tiff County next week, and Lee County won't win a sixth straight region championship. And again, Thomas County Central made sure of that with a 39-30 win over made that a 39-30 loss to Thomas County Central tonight. And the Tiff County Blue Devils and lost yet again. And the Houston County Bears and crushed the Tiff County Blue Devils. 66-7 was the final score. And Tiff County also went 8 overall. And 0-5 in Region 1-6A with only one game to play. And that, of course, will be against the Lee County Trojans in Tifton. And one of and Houston County with the win moved to 7-2 on the season, as well as to 3-1 in Region 1-6A, and made that 2-2 in Region 1-6A. So both of Houston's losses came to Lee County as well as to Thomas County Central. So Lee County, so with a county, you know, the best the Trojans can do is finishing a three-way tie for second place in the region. So obviously Lee County would need to beat Tiff County in Tifton next week, and then Houston would have to win over Veterans and Northside of Warner Robins would need to lose to Thomas County Central. So all three teams will finish 3-2 in Region 1-6A. And seeing Northside of Warner Robins won over Veterans in convincing fashion, 58-7. So Thomas County Central would go to Northside of Warner Robins in Warner Robins, and that game would be for the Region 1-6A crown. And Northside of Warner Robins with a win over Veterans moved to 6-3 overall, as well as 3-1 in Region 1-6A. And moving on to Region 1-AA, and the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes clinched the Region 1-AA title with a 36-14 win over the Cook Hornets in Region 1-AA. So Fitzgerald goes to 9-0 overall, as well as to 5-0 in Region 1-AA, with a trip to Berrien next week to close out the regular season. And in Sylvester, it was the Worth County Rams clinching a playoff berth with a 46-26 win over the Sumter County Panthers at Milt Miller Field. So Worth County goes to 8-1 overall, as well as to 4-1 overall. Big game at Cook next week, and the winner of that game will be the number 2 seed at a Region 1-AA, and the loser will fall to the number 3 seed. So the winner of the Worth County Cook game will guarantee themselves a home playoff game in the first round. And in Eastman, Georgia, It was the Bering Rebels holding off the Dodge County Indians 35-29. So with the win, Bering will clinch the fourth and final playoff berth out of Region 1AA. So, and head coach Tim Gallygood and has the Bering squad playing very well. You know, so Bering with the win moves to 6-3 overall and 3-2 in Region 1AA. So both Bering and Cook set at 6-3 overall as well as 3-2 in Region 1AA. And as for Dodge County and the Indians see their season come to a close at 4-6 overall and 3-3 in Region 1AA. So despite a valiant effort in knocking off Cook down in 8L and then giving Bering all they can handle before losing. So Dodge County's season is over. And so Fitzgerald was locked into that number one seed. And the winner of the Worth County Cook game down in 8L next week will be the number two seed, and the loser will be the three seed, and Bering is locked into the number four seed. Or, and say Worth County loses to, so say Cook beats Worth County, seeing say Bering were to knock off Fitzgerald, so there could be possibly a three-way tie for first place in Region 1AA. So one thing I and anyone else that's listening knows for sure, the winner of the Worth County game will be the number two seed, while the loser could fall to third, maybe fourth, depending on the result of the Fitzgerald Bering game at Bering next week. So, how about some other scores quickly? Bainbridge over Hardaway, 42-0, and the Bearcats finally get over the 500 mark at 5-4 overall with a win. More importantly, however, the Bearcats remain undefeated in Region 1-4A as they move to 3-0 in Region 1-4A with just one game to play. And the big game coming up next week, it's just down the road in Cairo, as the Serve Makers will host the Bainbridge Bearcats. And Cairo had this week off, and the Serve Makers sitting at 7-2 overall and 3-0 in Region 1-4A with only one game left to play. And of course, that's Bainbridge and Cairo for the Region 1-4A title. And also, in Region 1-7A, quickly, Colquitt County wins over Valdosta 24-6. That was in Valdosta at Bazemore Heights Stadium. So Colquitt County moving to 9-0 overall and 3-0. Made that 4-0. Yes, 3-0 in Region 1-7A with only one game left to play at Richmond Hill. And speaking of the Richmond Hill Wildcats, and they lose on the road to Lowndes at Martin Steam in Valdosta, 35-3. And Lowndes locks up a playoff spot, a fourth and final playoff spot in Region 1-7A with the win over Richmond Hill. So Lowndes will visit Camden County next week. So to try to maybe force a possible three-way tie for second place in Region 1-7A. So Colquitt's now, again, Colquitt with a 9-0 overall and 3-0 in Region 178 with a 24-6 win at Valdosta and Lowndes, crushing Richmond Hill, rolling past Richmond Hill 35-3 in Camden County, who was off this past week 11, 6-3 overall, 2-1 in Region 17A. And some other final scores in Region 1 Single A. And Division 1 Irwin County Indians handed the Region 1 Single A Division 2 champion Early County Bobcats their third straight loss, 42-18. In Early County, started the season at 7-0, have now lost 3 in a row to end the regular season. So the focus for the Bobcats now turns to the playoffs, and you have a bye next week. Seminole County shutting out Terrell County 34-0. Mitchell County over Randolph Clay 28-0. In the GIAA, and it was the Deerfield Windsor Knights at home at Webb Stadium, rolling past the Valwood from Valdosta 34-7. So the Knights clinch a berth in the GIAA playoffs in District 3 in Classes 4A and AAA. And Brookwood won over Terrell Academy in Dawson, 41-28. And so that takes care of things in the GIAA. So and some other game, and before ending this stream on Twitter Spaces and on the high school football post-game show, as well as moving on to part two of the High School Football Roundup podcast. How about some other final scores of interest? And in Southeast Georgia, in Folkston, Georgia, it was the Charlton County Indians pulling off the upset over the Clinch County Panthers, 33-28. That was in the Swamp War. And the other game in Region 2 Single A, Division 2, it was Lanier County rolling past Atkinson County, 34-7, the final score. So, and that means Lanier County will be assured of advancing to the playoffs for the first time since way back in 2005. So, I think Lanier County resumed football back in around 1998, 99 or so. So it's been a long time since they had football down there. They only had a football program back for like the last quarter century plus. So, and also in Southeast Georgia, in Appling County, a 28-14 win over Tatnall County. And Pierce County, and wins over Vidalia, 42-12.
You're listening to the High School Football Roundup podcast on the Southwest Georgia Network, available online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com, on Twitter at SWGA Network, as well as on Anchor at anchor.fm/SWGA Network, on Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcast. Welcome back to the High School Football Roundup podcast on the Southwest Georgia Network. I'm Walter Johnson. And this is part two of episode 14, and uploaded and released on Monday, October 31st, 2022. And in this, in part two, I'm going to talk about briefly talk about the potential playoff scenarios for all the teams that are in the. Of all the teams
They're still in playoff contention or hoping to clinch a playoff berth, or if they're already in the playoffs and or have already secured a playoff berth, and what they need to do to either finish first, second, third, or fourth, or who's going to win the, going to clinch the region championship, or when and some teams that's already happened or finished second, third, or fourth. So, and a quick explanation on how things work for the playoffs in the GHSA. And there are 8 regions, 7 or 8 classifications. And it's 8 if you consider the split of Class Single A into Division 1 and Division 2. So the top 4 teams advance to the playoffs. And so 32 teams per classification. So, I mean, that's a, you know, that's a lot of teams. So I think that's around, so doing the math at home, that's up to 256 teams out of over 400 member schools in the GHSA who send their football teams who advance to the playoffs in high school football here in Georgia. I mean, that's just the Georgia High School Association. So enough of the explanation, and I'm going ahead and get right into what's happening and start the top in Region 1-7A. So Colquitt County sitting at 3-0 in Region 1-6A and 9 overall after winning at Valdosta 24-6, and they go to Richmond Hill, while Lowndes will go to Camden County and Valdosta at 8-2 overall and 2-2 in Region 1-6A has already finished its regular season. So the Wildcats, the Valdosta Wildcats, will be awaiting the outcome of these final 2 games of the regular season, whether it's Colquitt County, Richmond Hill, or Lowndes or Camden County. And Lowndes, and as mentioned in part 1 of this week's episode, and clinched the 4th and final playoff berth with a 35-3 win over Richmond Hill. So, and if the Vikings beat Camden County, they would be assured of finishing a 3-way tie for 2nd place in Region 1-6A. Region 1-7A, I should say. So Lowndes would finish 2-2 in the region, as would Camden County and Valdosta if they beat Camden County. And Camden County was Camden County took off last week, and after pulling off the upset over Valdosta the week before. And as for Camden County, it's just that simple. They win, and they would be the number 2 seed behind region champion and number 1 seed, Colquitt County. But again, if Lowndes wins, and then that would create a 3-way tie, and then Valdosta would have already defeated Lowndes, which would have defeated Camden County, and then Camden would have already beaten Valdosta. And still, I say Camden wins over Lowndes, and they would be assured of finishing 2nd no matter what. And Colquitt has already beaten Camden, so that's the situation there. How about moving on to Region 1-6A? And the big game of the week there has Thomas County Central traveling to Middle Georgia to face north side of Warner Robins. And Thomas County Central sitting at 9-0 overall and 4-0 in region play after handing the Lee County Trojans their 2nd straight loss. And the Yellow Jackets defeated the Trojans 39-30. And also North Side of Warner Robins rolled all over veterans 58-7 to move to 6-3 overall and 3-1 in the region. So it's just that simple for Thomas County Central and North Side of Warner Robins. And the winner of that game wins the region title. And the loser will finish second in the region. And Houston County will visit veterans to close out the regular season. And the Bears move to 7-2 on the season and 2-2 in region. Win 6A after crushing Tift County 66-7. And Lee County. And Lee County is 6-3 overall, 2-2 in region 1-6A. Will play at Tift County this week. And Lee County, win or lose, well, we'll see their streak of consecutive region titles come to a close thanks to those back-to-back losses, both the North Side of Warner Robins and the Thomas County Central last couple of weeks. So up until they blew that 20-0 lead against North Side, and eventually losing 23-20, a fumble scoop and score on the game's foul play. Up until that point, Lee County was rolling along, and I think they had a streak of winning region games the day back some 5 years. So I think the main focus for Lee County. Obviously, number one, to focus on Tift County. Number two, get back in the win column. Number three, trying to make another deep playoff run and hopefully win another region title. So, and Lee County plays at Tift County. And again, the big game of the week in region 1-6A. Thomas County Central taking on North Side of Warner Robins in Middle Georgia and this Friday, November 4th. And they're going to move on to Region 1-4A. Since there's no current teams in Class 5A in the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area, Region 1-4A, the obvious game of the week there is for a region championship, the Bainbridge Bearcats and the Cairo Surfmakers in Cairo, Georgia at West Thomas Stadium. West Thomas Stadium. And the Bainbridge Bearcats remained undefeated in Region 1-4A at 3-0 by crushing Hardaway of Columbus 42-0 last week. So the Bearcats are also at 500 for the first time in a long time at 5-4 overall. And the Bearcats will face a Cairo team that's 7-2 overall and also 3-0 in region 1-4A. Despite all that, however, Cairo has yet to be ranked this season. Seeing the Bearcats. And the Bearcats have been a fixture in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Georgia High School Football Daily Rankings, pretty much from the opening week of the regular season, back on the week of August 19th. Maybe it was ranked 7th in the state in the AJC GHSF Daily Poll in Cairo. Again, despite being 7-2 overall, is yet to be ranked this season, but the Surfmakers can change that. The Surfmakers can definitely change that if they beat Bainbridge. So a win for Bainbridge would mean a win for the Bearcats would mean that not only that the Bearcats would win their third straight region title in as many years, also their fifth region crown. Dating back to, make that their correction, their fourth region title, dating back to 2015. And let's see, and the Bearcats will also be in the playoffs for a 13th straight season. I think it's a 12th straight season. And seeing the last time a Bearcats team missed out on the playoffs, you have to go all the way back to 2010, and the Bearcats finished just 3-7 overall under then head coach Ed Pilcher. This is back in 2010. And the Bearcats have been, and the Bearcats have been to the playoffs every year since. And Pilcher retired at the end of the 2012 season, and Jeff Littleton replaced him, and he's continued that string of excellence under his leadership. And as for Cairo, I mean, they've been a solid program. And they've been a solid program over the years. So, solid program. Cairo's been a solid program over the years. And see, it went over Bainbridge this week. Would mean the Serve Makers would clinch their first region title since 2018. And they'll be looking to advance past the second round for the first time since at least 2018. So two excellent programs with long runs of excellence squaring off. In Cairo, Bainbridge in Cairo, and the other game in Region 1-4A has the Shaw Raiders from Columbus traveling to Albany to face the Westover Patriots. Shaw is 4-5 overall and 1-2 in Region 1-4A, and Westover is 2-7 overall, winless in Region 1-4A at 0-3. So, and the Hardaway Hawks from Columbus have already completed their regular season at just 2-8 overall and 1-3 in Region 1-4A. And that lone region win, however, came against the Westover Patriots, and the Hawks rallied from a late deficit to defeat the Patriots 15-14 in Hugh Mills Stadium earlier in the season. So the Patriots and Westover is just 2-7 overall, and winless in Region 1-4A and 0-3. So it's really just that simple. For Westover. They obviously need to win to only get their first and only win in region play of 2022. More importantly, that will force an upset win over Shaw, will force a three-way tie for the last two playoff berths in Region 1-4A, but behind Bainbridge and Cairo at 1-3. And Westover would have beaten Shaw, which beat Hardaway, which beat Westover. So that three-way head-to-head would cancel each other out. I think the next tiebreaker would be the points allowed in region games. So it goes without saying, Westover would not only have to beat Shaw, the Patriots will also have to win by such an insane margin Don't know if that's realistic, but so, you know, obviously Westover needs to win. And when say a win and they're in, I think for Westover and head coach Alan Miller wrapping up his second season coaching the Patriots and leading them onto the field is win. It's not so much win or go home, so much win and score a lot of points, or at least not allow a single point, and they might get in. So we'll find out this Friday night. As one longtime sportscaster used to say, that's why they play the games. All right, go ahead and quickly finish things up here in Region 1AA. Let's see, Thomasville is going to be the region champion. 5-0 in the region, 7-3 overall. Winners of six straight games since starting the season at 1-3. Carver Columbus, the number two seed at 4-1 in region, 7-2 overall. And Daugherty, 3-2. Daugherty of Albany, 3-2 in region, 8-2 overall. And the Trojans, after starting 8-0, have lost back-to-back games. And Crisp County will be the four seed at 2-3 and 5-5. And then, and as mentioned earlier, probably mentioned it a lot throughout, not only throughout this episode, but in previous episodes, and their season on a rough note at 1-4 in the region, 5-5 overall. And Columbus bringing up the rear at 0-5 in region, 2-8 overall. They're seeing Thomasville shout out Crisp County 44-0. And Carver Columbus shout out Daugherty 27-0. And Monroe season ended with a 40-7 win over Columbus. So, in a quick fun fact, in the three winning teams, the three teams that won this past week, in all won their games by a combined final score of, get this, you know, get ready for this, a combined final score in all three games involving all six Region 1AA teams. Get ready for this, if you're still listening, a whopping final score of 111-7. I mean, that's unbelievable. And with that said, and the four teams that all four teams that made the playoffs out of Region 1AA, which is only fitting, they all made the playoffs last year in 2021, I think, quite frankly. And not only that, all four teams won at least two playoff games, at least advanced to the semifinals, with Thomasville reaching the championship game, losing to Fitzgerald for the AA title, and then Carver Columbus reached the title game in 4A, losing to Benedictine Savannah. And then Daugherty and Chris Kent got to the quarterfinals. Daugherty got to the quarterfinals in 4A, losing to Carver Columbus 16-14. And said that so many times in Crisp County. At the quarters, losing to Cedar Grove of Atlanta. I don't think any of these four teams, especially Thomasville, are teams I want to play right now. No matter who the opponent would be, or opponents would be in the playoffs. And I'm going to finish things up in a Region 1AA, and Cook is the region champion at 9-0 overall, 5-0 in the league after the win over Cook, 36-14. Fitzgerald's the region champion and will finish the regular season on the road against Berrien and Worth County at 8-1 overall and 4-1 in Region 1AA. Has a chance to lock up the number two seed at Region 1AA with a win over Cook. And Worth County's only loss so far has come to defending Class AA state champion Fitzgerald, and Berrien 6-3 overall, 3-2 in Region 1-6A. In that Region 1-AA, I should say. And Berrien 6-3 overall and 3-2 in the region. And they'll host Fitzgerald. They're going to clinch a playoff berth. And Cook has the same record as Berrien, or same records as Berrien, 6-3 overall and 3-2 in the region. And the Hornets find themselves basically in a must-win situation against Worth County. So if Worth County beats Cook and down in Adel, Georgia, the Rams will be the number 2 seed behind Fitzgerald. And the loser will finish 3rd or 4th, maybe out of the playoffs. And that's because Dodge County sitting at 3-3 overall, 3-3 in the region, 4-6 overall. Lost a tough game to Berrien. So Dodge is off. So depending upon what happens this week, Dodge County could either find itself in the playoffs or end up sitting at home. And how about single A? Class single A Division 1. And Irwin County brings a 7-1 overall and a 2-0 mark in Region 1 single A Division 1 into their regular season finale against Bacon County. And Bacon County just 1-8 on the season and fell to 0-2 in region play after being shut out by Bacon County 49-0. Nice bounce back win for Brooks County. And as mentioned earlier, and Brooks lost that tough win to Irwin County the previous week. And bounced back quite nicely. And Brooks is now 6-2 overall and 1-1 in the region. And Pelham Hornets will host Brooks County this week. And the Hornets had last week off. And the Hornets are 3-6 overall and 1-1 in the region. 1-6A Division 1. So Pelham plays at Brooks County. While Bacon County goes to Irwin County. So things will be settled in that region real fast. And finally, you got the Class Single A Division 2. The Early County Bobcats from Blakely. You know, already been guaranteed a berth in the state playoffs at 6-0 in the region. Finished the regular season 7-3 overall. Early County's regular season finished with a 42-18 loss to Irwin County. And there's that three-way tie for second place in Region 1 Single A Division 2 at 3-2. Got Miller County, Mitchell County, Seminole County, all sitting at 3-2 in the region, as well as 4-5 overall. And the big games this week, at least one of them, got Seminole County traveling up Highway 91 to Colquitt to face the Miller County Pirates and call that the Swamp Gravy Rivalry, and that Swamp Gravy to play. So if you're anywhere near Colquitt, Georgia, if they're performing, you just watch Swamp Gravy. And should be a good one. Got Randolph Clay visiting Terrell County, and Terrell County coming off a 34-0 shutout loss to Seminole County last week. And the Green Waves will host a Randolph Clay team that's had a rough season at 1-8 overall and just 1-4 in the region. And Mitchell County will face Baconton, and Baconton had to forfeit its game against Miller County last week. And it seems like Bakington must be suffering from a lot of injuries. And the Blazers are just 1-7 overall. And winless in region play at 0-5. And the Patola Charter finished its 2022 season on a winning note, crushing Franklin County, Florida, 47-7. And the Patola Charter Academy is located in Edison, Georgia, in Calhoun County. And Patola Charter does not play a region schedule. And you have Turner County to wrap things up. And Turner County was off last week. But they do host Atkinson County to finish the regular season. This is in Region 2, Single A, Division 2. And even with a rough season, I mean, the Turner County Titans, under head coach Ben Simmons, can still clinch a playoff berth with a win over Atkinson County. And Atkinson County, and both teams set at 0-3 in Region 1-6. Region 1-6A? I meant to say Region 2, Single A, Division 2. Both Atkinson County and Turner County set winless in Region 2, Single A, Division 2 play at 0-3. And Atkinson sits at 2-7 overall, and Turner County just 1-8. So just that simple, really. And the winner of that game clinches a playoff berth, and the loser's season will come to a close. And speaking of coming to a close, Clinch County's regular season ended with a 33-28 upset loss on the road to Charlton County and the annual Swamp Rivalry. And Charlton County moved to 6-2 overall and 3-0 in Region 2, Single A, Division 2. Charlton County closes out its regular season on the road, traveling to Lakeland, Georgia to face Lanier County. And Lanier County clinched the playoff berth with a 35-7 win over Atkinson County. So on that note, that's going to wrap up another installment of the High School Football Roundup podcast. And remember to visit the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Also on Twitter at SWGA Network. And also, don't forget to listen to the HSFR on Spotify, anchor.fm/SWGA Network. And as always, wherever you get your podcast. So that's going to do it. I'm Walter Johnson saying, may the best and or your favorite team win. And may they end their regular season on a winning note. For those teams that aren't making the playoffs, may they end their season on a winning note, period. As always, stay safe, God bless you, and goodbye.
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. The Southwest Georgia Network is online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening.